listening to BGU Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Review Podcast on BGU Radio from the Cerebuke campus. Tonight we review the highlights of top events of sport that transpired over the past weekend. My name is Shadrack Owusu. For starters, we take a look at the historic heavyweight boxing rematch contest which took place last Saturday. Tyson Fury won the highly anticipated rematch bout against Deontay Wilder last Saturday at MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas. Fury bullied and dominated the bronze bomber, knocking him down in the third and fifth rounds before Wilder's coach finally threw in a towel in the round of seven. Let us take a feel of the game.
He weighed in at 231 pounds. The U.S. Olympic bronze medalist to his campaign with a record of 29 wins, no losses, one draw with 20 wins coming by way of knockout. Ladies and gentlemen,
again, I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, protect yourself at all times, and when I say you must obey, good luck and touch him up. All right.
Across with a right hand is Wilder able to roll with it and get out of the way, then probing with a jab to the midsection. Wilder comes in with a right hand. Wilder to the body. Here comes Fury stepping into it.
Gonna knock me out. And I'm sure Deontay's saying the same thing.
Well, your rematch with Holyfield. Much like the parallels here, this will be the third heavyweight championship rematch in history after a draw.
30 seconds remain.
Deontay looks a little shaky on his legs right now. That was a good right hand by Tyson Fury.
He said he would knock him out. He's going for it here in the third round. Wilder is down again.
That is not Wilder's getting up. He's still shaky. Kenny Bayless says no knockdown.
But you rarely see Deontay Wilder throw a counter with the right hand cocked. He's normally stepping forward with the big step and the jab right by, right in front of the right hand.
From long range, he rarely it's like a guy out. Holding a
exactly.
rifle.
Yes.
But when you're smothering him, when you...
Right hand rains in. Wilder's hurt again, looking to wrap up. Here he goes to the body, trying to swarm him.
I don't know what Deontay Wilder's feeling right now. But he's
into that neutral corner,
and now Fury's looking to split the guard as Wilder's in bad shape. This victory. There is only one. There is only one. Crown the king, the lone undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury. The
and
champion.
Now the new WBC heavyweight title champion of the world, Tyson Fury, expects Deontay Wilder rematch for a third time rather than Anthony Joshua in an all-British four-belt unification bout that would crown an undisputed world heavyweight champion for the first time in two decades. And now let us take a look at some highlights of the top European Football League. And we start from England. Runaway English Premier League leaders Liverpool is currently taking on West Ham United as they seek to consolidate their position at the top of the English Premier League table. On Saturday, second place Manchester City edged Leicester United to a 1-0 win to go 7 points clear of them. And let's take a look at the highlights.
It's been played through to Vardy. Vardy shoots and hits the post. And Edison gathers up the follow. A fast break. And Jamie Vardy getting on the end of a pass through. Silva. Turns on Pereira. Bruno again. Call for a shot. Mahrez obliges. And Schmeichel has to make a save. Madison has a look at this. It's Madison with the shot. Parried away strongly by Edison. Bruno's on the run. He's got Aguero with him. They cross paths. It's played to Aguero. Here's the finish. Oh, what a strike. But the offside flag is up. Headed away. And that one takes a huge deflection. Gundogan saying it's handball. It's Gundogan's strike, and it does hit the outstretched arms of Praet. The decision is a penalty for handball. Aguero against Schmeichel, and it's saved by Schmeichel. It was down the middle, and it's saved by the knee of Schmeichel. Manchester City miss another penalty. All into the box. Aguero tries to exact some revenge, and once again it's the knee of Kasper Schmeichel putting the ball out. Opportunity here for Manchester City. Gabriel Jesus scores! The super sub strikes late at the King Power. Some fresh legs brought on. Gabriel Jesus with another goal to add to his tally for the season.
In another game, Chelsea recorded a second win of the season over Tottenham Hotspur after beating their London rivals 2-1 scoreline. And however, after the game, Chelsea's coach Frank Lampard was fairly critical of the VAR after Giovanni Lo Celso escaped a red card for a stamp on Cesar Azpilicueta. Let us take the reaction from Chelsea's coach Frank Lampard.
You knew they made a mistake. We obviously have the monitor and can view it. I was just waiting for the red card to be shown. Not with real pleasure, because it's just a tackle that endangers a player. That's what VAR's brought in for, to see things that the referee on the pitch side don't see. And it's just not good enough. No more to say. The saying afterwards that they made a mistake is not good enough. Because they had minutes, a couple of minutes they took there to try and get it right. They probably needed one viewing of that one to get it right. So I don't know what more to say. Just a huge another question mark on VAR. And I want VAR to be good. I want it to work. It's a high-speed game. The referees have the toughest job around. VAR's brought in to help them and make the game better. And it was so wrong today. More question marks.
I hope the noise
is the same from noise his opposite number, Jose Mourinho.
I hope the noise is exactly the same. I hope the noise is exactly the same against Liverpool when Robertson should get the red card and didn't, against Watford when Capoue should get the red card twice with this gentleman.
And after 27 EPL games, let us look at how the teams are shaping up on the league title. Liverpool is still running away on the lead with 77 points. Behind them in second place is Manchester City on 57, and in third place is Leicester City on 50, Chelsea completing the top pack on 44. We now shift gear to the Bundesliga title race. Over the weekend, a late Robert Lewandowski goal and Bayern Munich a nervous 3-2 win over Paderborn to maintain their 2 points lead over RB Leipzig. And let us take a feel of how the game pounded in that 5-goal thriller. انتظر تأنى ولكن في اللحظة الأخيرة يسبب كنابري ويسجل كرة التكتم للفريق البافاري بايرن ميونخ يسجل هدف من الأسبقية أكيد أسبقية فرصة للتسجيل فرصة الهدف والهدف يسجل بايرن بون عن طريق سيربيني يعاقب نوير غلطة من نوير. In another Bundesliga game, RB Leipzig kept the pressure on Bayern Munich with a 5-0 demolition of Schalke 04 on Saturday to come a point close to the league leaders. And now let us take a look at how the Bundesliga title chase between Bayern Munich, Dortmund and RB Leipzig is shaping up. And after 23 games, the Bavarians Bayern Munich are topping the league with 49 points. And just a point behind them is RB Leipzig on 48. Borussia Dortmund stands in third place on 45 points. And Borussia Mönchengladbach completes the top four pack on 45 points. And now let us shift gear to the Spanish La Liga. Over the weekend, the La Liga title race took a twist as leaders Real Madrid lost their perch at top of the table after a 1-0 defeat to Levante. And today, not long ago, Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane seized the El Clasico game in the offing with Barcelona as a must-win game to help them regain the Liga top of the table.
Que perdemos 5 puntos, sabemos que el partido en casa lo tenemos que ganar. Y vamos a hacer todo nuestro posible para ganar el partido y volver en la Liga. Está claro que de todas formas en el partido hemos ido de más a menos. Eso es verdad. Nos ha costado un poco en la segunda parte, creamos un poco menos. Y te digo, llegaron una vez y metieron un gol. Esto es la realidad. Pero ahora sabemos que nosotros podemos sacar adelante todo eso. Y vamos a tener todo, necesitamos toda la energía de todos para sacar eso adelante. Y no, ahora estamos todos ¿cómo se dice? Para jodidos, eso es fastidiados. Esto está claro, porque es una derrota que no nos gusta, pero el fútbol como siempre.
Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane. And in another game, Lionel Messi scored 4 times yesterday to help Barcelona move 2 points ahead of Real Madrid at the Camp Nou in their game against Elba. And let's take a look at how the La Liga table is shaping up. On top of the La Liga standings is Barcelona on 55 points. Behind them is Real Madrid on 53 points. Atletico Madrid stands in third place on 43 points. And Sevilla completes the top four pack on 43 points. And now let us shift attention to the Italian league. And over the weekend, the Serie A games, 4 of them have been postponed due to coronavirus scare. On Saturday evening, the Italian government had passed legislation placing northern towns in lockdown, prohibiting travel in or out as they attempt to contain the outbreaks of coronavirus in Lombardy and Veneto. This is how we end the sports review show today. We come your way next Monday. My name is Shaka.
You're listening to BGU Radio.